Random thought. Mm-hmm. How young is too young?
Are we talking like to date? How young is too young?
It sounds creepy when you have to ask that way.
Well, I just like, what do you mean? Like, I'm like R. Kelly. When you say a minor, what do you mean?
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
And if it started like this, you probably would just turn your chair and listen even harder. We are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 13. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So I'm asking this because a lot of people have been going in on Unk, right? AKA yep. Shannon Sharp, for what came out a few weeks back. And yeah. there was a whole lot that came out here.
Yeah, it was. It was shocking, but apparently he met this woman at the gym who happens to be an OnlyFans model. Mm. At the time, I believe he was early 50s, I think 54, and she was 19. And they got into a physical relationship that lasted over a while. Crazy thing is she's suing him for $50 million because she said that he was threatening her, all these different things. She has texts and receipts. Unk gets ahead of it and says, all right, I see your texts and receipts. I'm going to put out my texts and receipts. Mm-hmm. And so I think they had a kinky relationship because there's certain things that she's telling him that she wants him to do to her in the text mm-hmm. that she's sending. And then of course he's just being aggressive. Like, yeah, well, I'm coming over and I'm going to choke you. Like, he's whatever they're into. I feel like it's all messy. Right. I feel like it's all messy. But after I read the whole thing and been paying attention, I'm thinking to myself, why? I always believe this. You ever hear someone say, when you got too much to lose, you don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. Got too much to lose. Can't be that fun. No girl is that bad to make me lose
everything my life. You work for. Yeah. And it's funny because you've seen people going on him like, oh, you should know better. Don't say certain things in text. Don't leave those voicemails, right? People are going to do this. But here's what I noticed. Nobody has focused a lot, and I would say nobody, but most people haven't focused on the fact that one of the easiest ones, it's one of the people that he's very comfortable around, you know, one of the white women. Nobody's focused on the race, right? The focus has been more so on the age. These are the things I've heard a lot on, like, wait a minute, how old was she when you met her? And I guess that really comes to ask. I mean, because I thought age ain't nothing but a number. Unless, of course, somebody's in high school. As long as everyone's legal, age ain't nothing but a number. That's what people have said over the decades. When did this change?
I think it changed after OJ, because when OJ was, that was a big deal dating white women. But now they've gotten over that. Now they're like, okay, this is normal. You know, interracial dating is here to stay. Yeah. It's not just a fluke. It's not just athletes. It's everyday Joes and Janes dating different races. It's totally fine. So now we look at the age, because I think at I'm 50. There's not a 19-year-old I'd want to hook up with. I don't care how many subscribers you have on OnlyFans. I don't want to sleep with a 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. I just find it weird that you go, and especially with who you are, where you can post up at any Whole Foods and pull all types of bad moms. Like, sign this NDA, come back to the house. You'd be great.
Ashley Madison, if you want to, whatever these other, the high end joints, Millionaire Matchmaker, get old Patty Stanger back in there. There's so many ways to go. But whatever it was, this 19-year-old, this age, because the age gap is huge when you think of it, right?
Right.
This is a big age gap. Now, I mean, you think about it, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Is that big of a difference? I mean, this is way bigger than that, to be fair.
Right.
It's way bigger than that. This is like a 35-year age gap.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, this wasn't a relationship. This isn't someone you're getting married to. Mm-hmm. This is not a Leonardo DiCaprio situation. Mm-hmm. This is you just hitting it. It's just mm-hmm. a physical, sexual thing. Mm-hmm. And fine. But 19, And then even after all that, all the text messages you're doing and voicemails, you got too much to lose.
As we talk about this, this comes to mind. Because Hugh Hefner was 150 years old.
Yeah.
Dating 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Right. Because it's all right. It's all right.
Look, it's going to be interesting to see where this thing goes. I know we're jumping on it now and just because I just thought about this. When did the age thing become such a big deal? And new things come out, we'll talk about it. But in the meantime, man, just got to say, age, is that big? Because I know you were doing some research on stuff. What did that one man, because it's always going to lean in the man's direction, as say as far as dating, because people, there are a lot of single people out. There are a lot more older single people out in these days, right? Because people,
yeah,
have, whether they've been married before, whether they're divorced and just going through, or just never got married. There are a lot more people who are single older. This is what we saw when they did the show, The Later Daters, and some people still want that. I was about to say new car smell, but you know, the newer model and still go for the young men and women. But is there a age disparity that we should, age range we should stay in?
Right. So this guy, and I'll even give him his credit. Well, just shows his name is George. He
George
found this online. So he did a survey, right? And out of that survey, he got 247 responses. 110 were male, no, 274 responses. 110 male, 163 female. One person that preferred not to say. The first thing that came up was what's called the creepiness rule. Okay. So based on the creepiness rule, a 20-year-old can date someone who is 17. It's okay. 20 to 17, that's not too bad.
Hell no.
But the line with what people surveyed found acceptable, there was a line what certain people found surveyed acceptable. So if you are, like, according to the rule, a 60-year-old woman is allowed to date a 37-year-old man, and that's no big deal. But vice versa, it looked creepy.
For a 60-year-old man to date?
No, for a 60-year-old woman is allowed to date a 37-year-old man, and that's totally fine.
Right.
But you flip it, that's when it gets creepy.
Right.
Yeah. But overall, what he came up with out of his survey and the rules for men, the maximum age of a female partner for a man is a man's age plus 12. So I'm 50. Max I should go is 62. The minimum age of a female partner is 2/3 the man age plus 2, as long as they're over 18. I'm glad they put that caveat in there, because I think that's important.
Oh, 2/3 plus how much?
2/3 plus 2, as long as they're at least 18. Oh, so okay. if I'm 50, you know, half is 25, you do all that math, that means I'm going to be looking at somebody who is 26.
No, maybe? See, that's this is exactly why you shouldn't do math, because you'll be wrong. 35, sir.
35? Oh, two thirds. I went a whole different route. 2/3. Yeah, I went a different route. My fault. So I think it's what, 36? So maybe 36, 38.
No, it would be 35, because 2/3 is 33.
2/3 of 50 is 33?
Yeah.
Okay, so then plus 2 is 35.
Yeah.
Close to 36.
You're still not right. Stop it.
But that's still a huge difference, because how many 50-year-olds do you see dating people 20?
Yeah.
21, right? They said for women, the maximum age of a male partner is a woman's age plus 15. And then the minimum age of a male partner for a woman is 3/4 the woman's age, as long as the person's at least 18.
You know why that kind of works? It's interesting the way they put that, but because if you work it out from that 50 age you just did, right. Because I was going to say this was slanted the other way, because I thought it was half the man's age plus a number, right? Which would still put it at more than the 15 that just gave the guy. But if judging by this and using the parameter that we use, including meaning that 50 year, that equals 15 on both sides. Just say that.
Yeah.
But well, you know what they're doing? They're giving the man a little more leeway, because if you were 70 years old and you were dating somebody two-thirds your age plus two, that only puts you at 48. Now, 48 from 70, that's a 22-year age difference. But it's only 15 for the woman.
Right.
Still slanted the other way.
Well, it is. And I think the half your age plus seven, which was the other thing that I found was a common rule of thumb, that benefits men very well.
Right.
Because that means I could be 70 and go half my, and even still, that's over the description that you just described.
Yeah, that's a 42-year-old.
Yeah, but a lot of men will go 19, 20, 21, 22, and they're 60, 70 years old. Look at Bill Belichick. That's a huge difference in the age.
Creepy all around, man. Creepy all around. Stay in your age range. Stay in your age bracket. Have a bracket and be around that bracket. I know it narrows the field. I know that. I get it. But if you expand the parameters of those people in that age bracket, it opens it up a little bit more.
Yeah. My was 10 years behind, 5 years up. Mm. I'd be okay with that. If I was single today, you got to be at least 40 or not older than 55. That would fit in my rule.
So you actually had a range for yourself.
I had a range for myself. It was like 10 years or whatever. If you were beyond 10 years, then and for me, it wasn't about their maturity and all that. It's like, do we have enough in common?
Right.
Do you know the shows I watch? Do you know who New Edition is? Do you know all the things that I grew up with? Have you heard of these? Were you born before Space Shuttle Challenger or after Space Shuttle Challenger?
Do you remember Space Shuttle Challenger?
Do you remember Space Shuttle? Like, all those different things would factor in. Is like, what were we going to talk about?
Who was the news anchor that was shedding a tear live on CNN when you got home from school in the middle of the day? And that's what I saw on TV. I saw Bernard Shaw with that teardrop down his eye.
That should be like a dating question on your social profile. What was Florida Evans so upset about that she yelled, "Damn, damn, damn"? And you don't know that. We can't date.
Was it because Outkast took the song? There's got to be some. Yeah, exactly. That's why I think that threw people off, and especially the 90s. Here's the thing. If she was 25, I don't think people would have that big of an issue with the age. I think the fact that it's 19 sounds so young. Not even legal. Can't drink.
Right.
Legal as far as voting. Illegal when it comes to drinking.
Right.
Consent, yes. But is it right?
A lot of consent, but also just the confusion and the back and forth. She asked him, "Do you still have my handcuffs? I want like some hardcore BDSM action, though." Okay. Yeah. That's what she had in text to him. So he's just trying to say that all the crazy things they did, it was consensual.
Yeah.
And she's saying not. The hard part is he tried to settle with her for $10 million, which that makes me believe you did something.
But I got to say, do you turn down that $10 million?
If you can give 50, yes.
Speaking of a big difference in money, you know, NFL draft happened not too long ago, and one of the big stories was the drop. And it's funny that we had the last one I remember people talking about this big drop was Johnny Manziel, who got drafted by the Browns, right? Mm-hmm. Then now it's Shedeur Sanders, who had a bigger drop, also drafted by the Browns. And the reason we're talking about this now, not just because of the draft, but also because what just popped up on him was the fact that he no longer gets to use his number two. He's going to be number 12 because there's already a number two on the team, DeAndre Carter, 7-year veteran in the league. Just new to the team, but he got the number first. He got the number before Shedeur was drafted. So here it is. Is it fair? I mean, considering the brand that Shedeur Sanders has, shouldn't he be given a chance to get that number?
he can get a chance to earn that number. If he winds up being able to be the starter for the Browns and is just dominating on the field, before the season ends, his number will change. He will be number two before the season ends. Right, but you got to earn it. This other guy has been in the league 7 years. Mm-hmm. You just can't walk in and be like, I'm Shadur. Now, if he was drafted number one, you know, first round draft pick, number one in the draft this year, different story. They might be like, hey, man, look at your stats. We need that jersey up. That number.
To be fair, number two. Cam Newton.
Yeah.
When he was drafted by the Carolina Panthers, somebody else was wearing number two.
Right.
Jimmy Clausen out of Notre Dame, who's like, yeah, you may be coming to get my job. You're not getting my number two. But he wasn't there long. Right. Jimmy Clausen was supposed to be the man, and he was gone. So DeAndre Carter should look at that and go, you know what? Yeah, you want the number? Let me give you that number real quick because I want to stick around. Because I looked at DeAndre Carter's numbers. And last year, he had 9 catches for 72 yards. Not in a game. All season.
So
his whole career is like somebody's season. 117 receptions, 1,300 yards, 6 touchdowns. He may not make the team. He may not be around long enough. So this whole number thing, I like that Shador's not making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
The problem is people grab sound bites from what he said before or quotes from what he supposedly said before, because I didn't see him say it. So maybe this is something somebody's been that just they created, but saying that, no, there's no, in December, he said, there's no other number. It's number two or nothing else. That's it.
Yep. He did say that.
So he actually did say, you saw him say it?
Yeah, he did say that. Mm-hmm. He did say that, but look at who he is and where he's from. They talking trash and talking whatever, that's been his stick. Now, what he had to learn, which to me it seems like he's learned it, is when you're trying to go from college level to the NFL, there's a different way you got to conduct yourself, because it's not about the owners can go after anyone else they want to.
Right.
Where in a college situation, if University of Texas had a chance to get Shadur Sanders, would they roll the dice and take it? Yeah, they would, right? But Shadur is saying that his goal right now, he's aiming to prove himself right instead of focusing on trying to prove everybody else wrong. Right. And I'm rooting for him. I want to see him do well. I wouldn't sold that he's a top NFL quarterback, but now I'm like, hey, prove yourself right that you got the goods. And I'd be the first one to be like, hey, Shadur, my bad.
The Browns will have the minute he is in a game, they'll have a lot more people watching. Now, the Browns have a strong fan base. I mean, you go anywhere in the country, there's a Browns fan club. Even when they were 0-100, people were still they were still right there rooting the Browns along. And they're still going to be there. So this is nothing against the Browns fan base. And they're very passionate fans. Haven't been in Cleveland for about, a year and a half, right? It's one of those things that you see and you feel and you realize, like, no, this is for real.
Yeah.
But he's getting the bad rap along the way, too, right? Just even in the sense of he decided to go in early. He went to Cleveland early, spoke to a school, and even the guy, forget this guy's name on ESPN Cleveland, who was like, "And but why did he have the cameras there? Why did he have to put it out there that he did it?" It's like, yo, you can't see the good. You want to see the bad. Now, that could have just been his shtick to be that person. But he's speaking for a lot of people, and they even acknowledge that. Even the hosts acknowledge that a lot of people think that way.
Yeah. So what if they do? Like, what harm does it do that he goes and speaks at a high school? Is that bad?
Right.
To go talk to kids? Like, what harm does that do? Now, if he's at the high school saying, I'm going to be the best thing that's ever happened to Cleveland, I'm going to be better than Jim Brown, and I'm going to... Now, if he's saying all that type of stuff...
Then,
he's wrong. But he's trying to make the best out of a crappy situation, because now he has to live in Cleveland.
Stop it.
Right. I'm just saying. It's all. Look where his brother's at. Tampa Bay. Where would you rather be? Living in Tampa Bay and just having to go to Cleveland twice a year to play a game?
Yeah.
Or living in Cleveland?
Cleveland is not that bad.
It's bad. It's bad. Would you move back?
So.
Yeah.
I don't answer hypothetical questions.
That's right.
So, taking all this into consideration, right, with Shador, and here's the slide, here's everything that's happened since, here's the backlash he's getting now, even though this is, and it's even for the high school, that good thing of going to talking to high school, not promoting that he's going, just doing it. Right. It's something that he's done when he went to Jackson, to Jackson State. When he went to Colorado, he did the same thing. First person in, goes talk to the kids. It's building a fan base from the ground up. And it irks me to see people upset that, oh, well, why is he worried about his fan base? So he already has that.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of just building the grassroots on it, because you're going to need that. Because here's the thing. I think it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if he waited till he's the starting quarterback, and now now you want to come talk to the kids.
Right.
Now, you know, regardless, they're going to have a problem with it. They had with Baker when he did the TV commercials, which he did do a whole lot. Johnny Manziel, who was just more talk than anything else. And I think Cleveland Browns is kind of a little scarred from that as well, too, though.
So, yeah, possibly. But I think you got to factor in that – he understands social media. His family mm-hmm. understands social media, and they've been using social media to their advantage. Everything they did at Jackson State, they used social media as much as they possibly could. Mm-hmm. Cameras followed them around the school, da, da, da. And what did it do? It generated revenue for the school, mm-hmm. and it helped everybody. You know what I mean? Rising tide lifts all ships.
Yep.
They did it in Jackson State. Mm-hmm. They did it in Colorado. He's not going to stop having people follow him around and do social media stuff.
Right.
That's his brother's job. Mm-hmm. This is brother's job. You follow me around. You record the stuff that we do, and then go to Tampa Bay and get Shiloh in a couple, and then we'll put these
on the days that I'm sleeping. You go get Shiloh. You go get Shiloh.
2 or 3 times a month, we'll throw him some.
It's okay. 2 questions before we get off this Shador Sanders, right? Because it's interesting hearing the different takes along the way. Tom Brady says, use this as inspiration. That's what I did. I was pick 199. You pick 143. Trust me, you're good. And then I was watching Shady McCoy talk about this is the best, and Chase Daniels saying that this is the best place that he could be because he has a better chance to start here, right? So let's start with the first question. Do you think he'll make the team? Because you've got Deshaun Watson isn't playing, so let's not even talk about it. He's still on hurt. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
Dylan Gabriel, who was drafted ahead of him, 2 rounds ahead of him, and Shador Sanders. So
right.
4 quarterbacks competing for playing time. Does he make the team? And there's 5 because Deshaun Watson is still getting paid. So, yeah, there's 5.
Yeah, so technically 4. I think he makes the team. Mm-hmm. And I think they can have a roster of 4 QBs.
Yeah.
Right? So they can keep all 4 of them and just kind of see what happens, because you don't want to cut one and go down to 3 and then injuries happen. And then now if he was your QB3, now he's your QB1. And now you got to hope and pray he's ready. So I think they're going to keep all 4. Mm-hmm. So I think he will make the team.
So just a matter of order. So if you're thinking about order, right, here's something else to keep in mind. The Browns over the last 2 seasons have started 9 different quarterbacks. 4 last year, 5 the year before. All mm-hmm. because of injury, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I didn't watch their draft close enough to know if they or their free agency to see if they got the line better, if they fixed the turf in the stadium, whatever it is that got everybody, all these quarterbacks going down. Do you think that Shador Sanders starts at least 1 game this season, regardless of where he is on the depth chart?
I hope he does. I can't say I believe he's going to, but I would love to see that for him, whether it's through him winning the spot or through injuries. And just by default, he gets a chance to go in and show what he can do.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for him. I'm just not sure. I can't say that I guarantee he's going to start at least 1 game.
One thing that you said there that I've heard a lot is you're rooting for him. A lot of people have been saying that. I'm one of those people because I'm rooting for him. Everybody loves the underdog story, right?
And
it's one of those where I'm not a Browns fan, but I will. The minute he's in, we're sitting there watching that game. Yeah. And we know that. Same thing that happened. I mean, think about it. With the when it was Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, we watched that. Yeah. Whether you watch women's basketball or not, you're like, well, let me watch this. I think it's going to be the same thing here. Great thing for the Browns, hopefully for Shador as well. And the fact that I think he works his way up probably works in his favor too. So, because now they can't say,
well, he's only good because, you know, his daddy is Dion.
True. My mom tried to say that. I was like, well, she's look at the Mannings. I'm like, okay, but Shador wasn't the caliber of a Manning in college. I mean, I'm sorry. His stats doesn't match what Eli and Peyton did in college. So,
Peyton was another level, even though Peyton always says, and you see this with brothers, they always talk about the younger brother's always better. I mean, young siblings. Venus used to say that about Serena. And Eli, I mean, Serena lived up to it. Eli didn't, even though he did win two Super Bowls against Tom Brady, regardless of what people say. So, but Eli did pick where he was going, said he wasn't going here and here, but he still was drafted number one regardless. So, hey, do us a favor, whether you're watching this first because you're a member, a.k.a. one of the regulars, or maybe you're watching it later, right? Which, keep in mind, it's less than $3 a month to support the channel if you like the content, because we love you guys, and this is why we do this. Hit that like button, though. Regardless of whether you're watching it now, watching it later, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Yep. And if you are inclined to do so, please become a member by hitting the join button. Speaking of which, let's join in on this discussion. I tried to avoid this as much as we could. We haven't done a random thoughts in a while, and I thought this would have died completely. 100 men versus a gorilla. This debate that has raged on social media, and I'm still trying to understand where it even came from.
I don't understand where it came from either. My guess, I could see, and I'll just say it. I can see two white frat guys having a conversation. But, dude, we could get 100 of us. We could take a gorilla. You know, we get Tanner. We get Bryce. Didn't your brother play, you know, D1 offensive line? We can get him. We got this guy who does CrossFit. We got just this idea that you can get 100 people to beat a gorilla. And I was like, how did this conversation get started? But then also, how did it spread like wildfire? Because I couldn't for a whole week. It was all over my social media. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
You know, the first time I saw it, because I was off of social media, not as active on social the last couple of weeks as I usually am, right? And it was Pat McAfee. I'm like, the heck is they talking about 100 men versus a gorilla? Why is this on a sports? But the contributors had stuff to say. I forget his name. He's like, yeah, man, you know what? We got people in Chicago and people in Atlanta. And people are like, oh, stop it. So I get what you're saying. It probably started with two frat boys, but the hood is in there too. They're talking about it.
Yeah, people in the hood know better. If a gorilla walked into the roughest part of Atlanta right now, they're not doing anything. Well, because keep in mind, they didn't say shooting. If 100 people shot a gorilla, yes.
Well, that was part of the rules. Part of the rules was no weapons.
Right. You got to fight.
Yeah, you got to fight. Now, the problem is the gorilla is not going to pick up a gun and shoot you, right? It's not going to pick up a bow and arrow. It's not going to pick up a knife and stab you. However, if it rips your arm off, it might beat the rest of y'all with that arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the likelihood of that? Because I'm only thinking of what you've seen on TV or heard.
Likelihood is huge. So you take the size of a gorilla, 4 to 6 feet when standing upright. Mm-hmm. Now, all of us have seen 4 foot and 6 foot people. We're like, I could take them.
Yeah, they're not
no
that
big,
big
deal.
Yeah.
Then weight, 300 to 500 pounds. If a 6 foot, 500 pound man wanted to fight me and that wasn't all muscle, it was like fat, I'd be like, okay. Hit him in the ankle, hit him in the kneecap. He goes down. He's not going to get up fast enough. And I just get some kicks because he's too big to get up, right? So
I hope he doesn't grab you.
You think maybe you have a chance. Here's where the gorilla starts to separate themselves. Arm span up to 8 feet, 6 inches. Mm. That means you're not going to come in close for body shots. And he can grab you a long way if you try to run.
Don't think you can do to Mike Tyson is what you're saying, because Mike Tyson was shorter than a lot of people he fought. Yeah. And what he would do was duck under theirs, come underneath, and bow, uppercut.
Yeah, 100%. Now,
so you can't do that against a gorilla?
No, you're not going to get that close. If he does, he's just letting you. Just playing with you.
It's a setup.
You know you done messed up now, don't you? So, strength of a gorilla. A gorilla can lift up to 27 times mm-hmm. their body weight. So, you're the math guy.
Okay.
300 pounds mm-hmm. times 27.
And we go with the lightest gorilla.
Lightest.
Because smallest you said 300 gorilla. To 500. So, 27 yeah. times. That means that gorilla... is, and by the way, anybody who's caught me constantly trying to stop saying Glorilla and saying Gorilla, I know it. It's gonna be in the comments. But that's exactly what the gorilla would say. Oh, 8,100 pounds.
8,100 pounds.
Yes. And if you go to the max, that's 13,500 pounds. Yeah. So you and your car.
Yeah. A gorilla can lift a car. Throw that at you. So now, here's where it really messes you up. This is why the gorilla doesn't need guns, bow and arrow, machete, or anything. Mm-hmm. Their pulling force, the amount of force they can have when they try to pull something, is 1,800 pounds in pulling force. Okay. So that means he can just grab people's arms, yank, yank, pull your head off, pull your legs off, done.
100 men versus gorilla. And tug of war. Sounds like he's going to win anyway.
He's going to win that. He's going to win that by himself.
The way you just put it in that way, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me think about that for a second.
Yeah. I think he'll win that. And then let's just say you had somebody that was like a Mike Tyson that could get under, avoid mm-hmm. the grabbing, and get close to the gorilla. Well, if the gorilla bites you, they have 1,300 pounds per square inch fight force, double that of a lion. Double that of a lion, the king of the jungle.
Yeah,
they can bite you harder than that.
Yeah, in all of that you just said makes sense as to why the gorilla wins every single time.
Yeah,
right. I don't think it even gets to that point, because how do you convince 100 people? You convince 99 other people to go. Because if you're organizing this, you want to be the last man standing, right? You're right. Not going in first.
Right.
And like they say, well, some of y'all going to get killed. Well, what do you mean y'all?
Some of y'all following gonna make you. It. Yeah. No, because people think it's going to be like one of those. The idea is everybody rush him at once, which no. Let's say you did that. And he just starts to grab two people and pull their arms off. I bet other people are going to be like, no. Turn right on around and get out the way.
So if you're looking at it that way, everybody's converging, and I'm just looking at this and picture this in your head at the same time. So this, you circle the gorilla, 100 people. So you're about three deep, 3 to 4 people deep, right? Because it takes 25 people to go around the gorilla, right? You rush in. The first arms he pulls and he throws them up. If you're on the outside, you see that. That's 25 people just backing off immediately.
Back it up. Like, whoa.
The second arms to go up, the next 25 people are gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not going to make it. It won't even make it like that. It's not like, you. I think people are thinking like those Bruce Lee movies, how he'd take on 50, 100 people and all of them didn't run. After they saw the other 30 to 50 get beat up, they all kept giving it a shot. And knowing their belt didn't even come close to black, they just tried. This is my second day. Let me come in. You're supposed to come at me like this with a knife.
Hilarious. So can we finally put to bed, can we rest this argument, 100 men versus a gorilla?
Oh, I put it to bed as soon as it happened.
Well, you know that's not the end of it. Because then, of course, there was, what about 100 Americans versus 100 British? We always I'd say
just, it takes one American. All you do is just make a big old tray of spicy wings with a lot of seasoning on it. People from London can't handle that.
Oh my God. It's these hypothetical scenarios are always hilarious just to see what people are going to say about it. There's no logic behind it. They're really, and it's funny how people were giving all these, you know, here's what I would do, strategy, and here's how, you know, from the art of war, this is what we would do. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. Even 100 Americans versus 100 British. Are they boxers? Are they UFC fighters? Which 100 is it? Because if you get 100 tech guys.
Hey, a lot of those tech guys do CrossFit. Don't let them fool you.
Okay.
You know, some of them do some Krav Maga. You just never know. I know some tech guys that can throw hands.
Out of 100, how many?
Well, I don't know 100. There's that.
Because you know a couple anomalies, and you're going, I know some.
I know some. I'm not saying I know 100.
Some could literally be four, and that could be the four out of the 100. Well, I know what. If it ever came down to that, neither you nor I would be in it.
No.
Yeah.
FIBA said, Turo, we need your help. We got a gorilla out here. We're going to go fight it. Nope.
Be like, you know what?
Sorry.
Somebody needs to record this to be able to tell the story. I got you.
Yeah. And I'd be like, hey, before you go out, you mind if I open up your Basil Hayden that you were saving for a special occasion? You mind if I just go ahead and pour myself a sip? Because I don't think you're going to need it.
Hey, we've got a couple other things coming up. We've got Never Ever Met still on the way. That's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Somebody's Son. And for all of the members, a.k.a. the regulars, we've got that Members Only Live, which will be this week as well. So be on the lookout for that. Do us a favor, man. If you haven't already done so, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And if you like the content, please do us a favor. Support the channel. Become a member. It's less than $3 a month. We would greatly appreciate it. Just hit that join button.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.